It's Friday and we are back again with the week on Dalal Street, our weekly podcast on the stock market. I'm Santosh Nair, and over the next 15 minutes, I'll be quizzing Anuj Singhal on what he makes of the crazy things we have been seeing in the stock and currency markets. Thanks for listening in, and Anuj, good to have you back here.
Santosh, good to be here as always, and look forward to an interesting conversation.
Of course, Anuj. So we know the big action this week was more in the currency markets, but before we go there, your quick take on the dramatic recovery that we saw today in the Nifty and the Sensex. For a moment, one would almost think that the RBI has cut rates and not increased. And this despite, you know, besides raising rates, RBI has also trimmed the growth forecast for this year. And it is said that it would continue to withdraw its accommodative policy, which is to say that it will try and reduce liquidity in the system. Now, what exactly is happening out here?
Okay, before that, I just want to, say one thing, Santosh. I look at things in totality. You know, sometimes we all have recency bias. We look at Friday's numbers and say, wow, despite Friday's 3% rally, the Bank Nifty ended the week down 2.3%. The Nifty for the week was down. So I think a lot of the genesis of this rally was in the decline that we had before that. I was making this point this morning that today the Bank Nifty might give you a massive risk reward trade on the upside. Because, you know, unless the RBI comes out and says that and surprises or shocks the market, market has pretty much priced it in, and the market was just waiting for this event to be out of the way. And we had record high short positions. When we started trade, Santosh, today, 1.2 lakh contract short from the FIIs at the start of the series, that's the highest ever. It translates into $1.5 billion of short position in index futures alone. So, and my sense is a lot of that would have been in Bank Nifty. So I think what you had essentially was the market just saying, okay, the event is out of the way. RBI, and you know, there are times when I maintain that if the RBI hikes rate by a larger proportion, for example, some were expecting maybe 35 basis points. When you hike it by 50 basis points, and you have seen that, you know, with the way commodity prices have come off, is this the RBI's way of just staying ahead of the curve and front loading the rate hikes? If RBI has front loaded the rate hikes, in that case, you know, there are times when, you know, you'll remember if you go to a family dinner and, you know, if something is served on your plate, you would eat the thing which tastes the worst first, right? You want it to be out of the way. And after that, you know, you want to eat the rest, right? So it's like, you know, it's the tough pill which is being swallowed right now. But the market believes that maybe the RBI will be very close to, you know, the peak rates. The game in the market is about peak rates. And once that is out of the way, I think the market can celebrate. So I think the market wanted to celebrate.
So Anuj, how do you see the turmoil in the currency markets playing out? What are the implications of a strong dollar and weak pound for the Indian markets? And let's also not forget the rupee itself is at a record low against the dollar.
Yeah, rupee is at record low against the dollar. But I think other currencies are in complete mayhem. I think we are not, Santosh. I think our depreciation has been fairly sort of stable, I would say. Compared to other markets, we are still doing reasonably okay. I think there are markets where the currencies have completely collapsed. I mean, UK pound, for example. So, but yes, I do take your point that this has now become a bit of an algo market. If currency has to go back to 83, 84, that will have serious problems for our markets. Because the FIIs, the momentum chasing money, that sort of stops putting money in the market because, you know, it believes that it can get better rates. So I think that is the biggest worry. And that has direct implications on the banks. So I think IT sort of from lower level makes a bit of a comeback. But it all depends on whether the rupee again resumes its depreciation move or not. If today's move was any indication and if the currency has, say, stabilized or made some kind of a low at around that 82, and even, you see, it doesn't have to go back to above 80. Even if it is between 80 and 82 and does not move a lot, I think the market will rally. Simple as that. It doesn't need to recover all the way to 80. It just needs to stop falling below 82 and the market will be fine.
Now, see, markets may have discounted a rate hike here, Anuj, but again, you can't really overlook the fact that interest rates are rising. And normally, rising interest rates is bad news for the stock market. So do you think things will play out differently this time? Do you see now bank FDs becoming increasing competition for equity inflows?
Yeah, actually, you know, Santosh, on that, I'm doing an interesting piece on banks. On banks, actually, if you reach an environment where, you know, your asset quality is stable, in that case, and if your book is decent, in that case, the rising interest rates actually may not be the worst thing. On margin, higher interest rates actually mean higher net interest margin for the banks, because lending rates move faster than deposit rates. Right? You would have noticed that. Your deposit rates have not moved up in tandem with the lending rates. Lending rates move first.
Right.
When the rates start to rise,
right,
and deposit rates move later. Reverse happens when the rates are on the downward spiral. Deposit rates get first, cut first, and the lending rates are cut later. So I think we had a guest who was telling us that the RBI policy is made to really favor banks sometimes. That's on the lighter side, of course. I think the banks are in a structural bull market. The bank Nifty, remember, last week was at an all-time high. Sometimes we forget, again, because of our recency bias, the bank Nifty just recently hit all-time high. So I think if from here on, if the market has to rally, it will be led by the banks. I don't see IT leading the rally. The IT rallies will be short-lived. What's happening in the US is a very pronounced, worry over there in terms of recession, in terms of spending and all. So I think banks will lead the rally and other economy-facing stocks will support it.
But what about the impact of higher interest rate, that's costly money, on these leverage positions? How will that affect the
market? Obviously, they will be, and there will be impact on your gilt portfolio and all of that will be there. But I think on margin, if Indian economy is going getting strong, I think in that case the banks can take that blow can be taken. I think that's my sense.
Well, with the rupee now at a historic low, which are the sectors you think, Arnuj, one should look at purely from a tactical point of view?
I think, I always maintain that rupee is at best a headwind or tailwind. It doesn't impact the sectoral sort of fundamentals. Unlike, couple of sectors like textile, companies which export, their currency plays a big part, because there the gap between what you export and what some other Asian country or some African countries exporting, it can change a lot depending on the currency. So I think that can be one something that you could look at. I think IT will keep giving you tactical plays. If currency keeps depreciating, and if you play this right, if you chase it, then there might be problem. But on bad days, if you pick up an IT stock, a good IT stock, there's a good chance that that will give you maybe some good help. I think pharma started to make a move, Santosh. Keep an eye on pharma, because that's also something which has positive ramification from dollar rupee, and that is where I think even the pricing pressure in the US might be easing. So I think that could be another area to look at.
So within the pharma pack, now how does one play that? Does one go with the leaders, and there are some other names as well which have not done anything for quite some time now? So one, does one look for bargains there, or should one stick to the tactical play that the rupee is now weakening and probably there is some extra money to be made there?
I am a firm believer of just riding momentum in the market. I think you don't buy underperformers with the hope that they will start to perform. You let the underperformers start to outperform for a period of time, and then you latch onto that bus. Otherwise, for example, Cipla. This is not a stock recommendation. I don't recommend stock. Look at Cipla. It's been in a different orbit altogether. And at any point, you would have thought, okay, Cipla has rallied a lot. Let me buy Lupin. Okay, you would have actually lost money. So, yes, this week Lupin moved. But the point is, once it gets into momentum, then is time maybe you want to get into that bus. Till time a stock has momentum, a stock is hitting new highs, you should stick to that. Another example is Bharti. From a different sector. But that I've been talking about how Bharti is one stock which never gets noticed but keeps making new highs. So I think these are some really good stocks where, and if you get a momentum, you should stay with them.
Now, we did see some fair bit of action in diagnostic stocks this week. Now, stocks like Metropolis, Dr. Lal PathLabs, these are still down about 40-50% from their record highs. But what does this renewed interest in this stock suggest? Is the market thinking that maybe the worst is over and things should start looking up from here on?
I think what the market might be factoring in is that the worst of the competitive intensity, where new players just came in, the digital players, and just brought prices down, I think that is over. And I think in that, this also it also happens because when stock markets go through such brutal losses, then the investors who fund some of these new startups and all, they also go, you know, burn their fingers, right? So you see all of a sudden the venture capital money, all that money disappear as well. So, you know, which is something which funds all these. I mean, look, you know, you and I both know that in the online tests that we book, sometimes are so cheap. I mean, the companies won't even be covering their costs. And especially if they send their technician home as well and, you know, take the samples, give you the report within 6 hours, and all of that is happening at such dirt cheap prices. And I recently did, for example, all blood tests and diabetes tests and everything for 800 rupees or something. I mean, you and I know that that's not the cost, right? So, but, you know, is that now easing? I think that's something the market is betting on. And in general, as I said, pharma is doing well, so maybe that's another reason.
Okay, let's talk about some individual stocks here, Anuj. What's your take on Can Fin Homes? Fair bit of, a lot of ups and downs there, and some bit of rebound there in the last couple of days.
I think my sense is, the unless there's a big hole in Can Fin Homes, which none of us knows, right? Unless that is the case, the large downtrade on Can Fin Homes has happened. I think the next big trade on Can Fin Homes is on the upside. If we find out that the new CEO comes in and says that, okay, things are okay. There is some hole in the book, but it's not anything that the market should fear. You know, small, you know, 50, 100 crore here or there, and the market will be fine. So my sense is that the large short trade is done, Santosh. Unless the market itself, you know, capitulates, or you see, as I said, some big hole. But otherwise, I think quality stock, quality company, at least on the basis of what we have seen over the last 3 years, owned by institutions, my sense is that maybe the worst could be over.
What's your take on some of the stocks which typically do well when travel picks up now that the festive season is underway? I'm talking about stocks like IRCTC, Interglobe Aviation, hotel stocks in general.
I think hotels have had a big rally. I think Indian Hotels is now dangerously close to bubble territory, Santosh. I know rates are still higher and I know the economy is still picking up. But look, I mean, international travel is still to pick up. Okay, so flyers coming from outside, and you know, I think that's a big business. I think that's still to pick up. But I think hotels are still enjoying the pent up. You know, a lot of conferences happening, a lot of visits happening, a lot of corporate travel happening. I think so that's why hotels are doing well. I think the other factor which is helping is that crude prices are coming down. So that's helping the aviation stocks, I think. If crude prices come off and travel still remains high, that's Goldilocks scenario for aviation. So that's why I guess aviation is also, and with aviation, there's only one large listed player now. SpiceJet is really going through its own problem. So Indigo has literally got blue sky territory. So that's why maybe it's doing well. Keep in mind, for Indigo, the only concern is that the one part of promoter is now in the market to sell. There will be block deals in Indigo. One has already happened. There will be more going forward. There will be lock-ins, of course. But every rally, you know, you will know that, you know, there will be promoter will come with a large chunk to sell. That will remain a bit of an overhang.
And last question, Anuj. Now, the earnings season gets underway next week. What's your broad assessment? Will the numbers be better than what we saw during the June quarter? And where do you see the major pockets of surprises as well as disappointments?
I think, Santosh, I'll answer the second part first. I think the major surprises would come in mid-cap IT. Because while we all assume that IT numbers will be bad, there will be some companies which will eke out large outperformance. Now, whether it will be Emphasis, whether it will be Persistent, whether it will be Mastek, whether it will be Tata Elxsi, I have no way of knowing it. But whoever comes out and surprises you on the positive side will give you a large trade. So I think that is something to watch out for. I think real estate could be another space to track. In general, I think the numbers would be better than what we had factored in. I think the absolute numbers we've got, I mean, whether it was the auto sales, whether it's the cement, you know, sort of offtake, everything is pointing out that this should be a better quarter.
Well, thanks for sharing all those insights with our listeners, Anuj, and I hope you have a nice weekend ahead.
I hope you have a good weekend too, Santosh, and to all our listeners, have a good weekend.
Well, that's all that we have in this episode of The Week on Dalal Street. Thank you for listening and have a nice weekend.